okay, is this part, is this the part where I promote my book? Okay, great. This is Dr. Michael Craig. He's a really smart and good-looking guy, and he's got this book called The Six-Figure Coach. If you're wanting to expand your business and you're wanting to make more than just a few dollars a year, some people, in fact, a lot of coaches, it's a known fact, a lot of coaches just work part-time because they can't support themselves. Now, if you're wanting to do this full-time, I suggest you really, really know your ideal client and get this book and follow up, because I've got a six-figure coaching program, a six-figure marketing formula in here that you'll want to go into, and I'm going to mention a few things out of here briefly today. Basically, we talked about the first session, and Ron and I will be talking about a template that you can use to plug in and actually follow this formula all the way through, so you'll know exactly how to be not only an effective coach, but someone who's going to make a good living at being a coach. And that's really what you want, because if you're not making a good living, then you can't help a lot of people, can you? The more money you make, that means you're helping more people, doesn't it? And if you go out there and say, well, I'm going to make a lot of money as a coach, well, you're probably not in coaching for the right reasons. However, that doesn't mean you can't make money. It just simply means that get your head screwed on straight, know why you're in business, help a lot of people, and the money's just going to come, okay? And that's what I want for each of you. This is available. I've got some of these copies. This one, The Logical Soul and The Money Matrix Method, any of those books, you can also get them on Amazon or on my website, but they're available here. You had a question? Or self-examination. What you want to look at, what you want to ask yourself, to what question am I the answer? Another way of asking that is, what is the most pressing need of my ideal client? What is my ideal client's problem that keeps her up or him up at night, where she can't sleep, can't eat, can't think straight because this problem keeps going on? If that's a particular problem that you can answer and you are the one that can answer that, then you've got something. Then you've got the basis for a great marketing program. What needs can I fulfill? If this person has, you know, for example, Robin, Sadie knows Robin, you know Robin. Robin is a coach. She does relationship coaching. She's a coach that works with parents who have difficult kids. That's her niche. And she has a very specific niche, and it seems to be working for her. So that's a need that needs filling. A lot of parents need to know how to communicate with their kids, don't. And they need to get what you have to offer, which is your type of coaching, if that's what you do. Who is my ideal client? We've already covered a little bit about. What are my strengths? If you've never been in a relationship, my suggestion is don't coach about relationships. A real obvious thing, but some people don't think beyond it. So, well, I can coach anybody. Well, no, you can't. Somebody comes to you, they're on their third marriage and they're wondering, you know, how to get along with their third wife or whatever, and you're still in your 20s and have never been married. Difficult. Not impossible. Difficult to coach. You just don't have any credibility to that particular client. Doesn't mean that if you're in your 20s you can't be a coach or can't be a good coach. It's just you need to approach that from a totally different direction. What are your strengths? And maybe long-term relationships are not it. Look for something that your strengths are in. What are my weaknesses? If your weaknesses are not, maybe you're too young or maybe you're too old. If you think you have a weakness, other people will perceive that as a weakness as well. If you see your weakness as something that maybe you can work on or improve, then do that. Maybe your weakness is that, well, I talk too much about myself during a session. Well, if that's the case, video yourself and find out how much you do talk during a session. And a lot of times that video will immediately tone you down because you get feedback on that. We're back. I'm going to talk a little bit about branding. By show of hands, how many of you understand branding or you've been involved with branding or marketing before? Okay, so a few of you here, that's fine. I'm just going to briefly cover some ideas about branding. Branding, in its simplest definition, and I'm not a branding pro, so I'm not the one to tell you exactly about it. There are some people who know a lot more about branding than I do. However, I do know this, that branding is something that you branded cattle, what happens? The cattle got upset, but other than that, the ranch or whoever owned the cow, if that cow wandered off or got stolen or something happened to that cow, they were able to bring that cow back to that same ranch because that cow was branded. right? Now, branding doesn't mean taking a torch and sticking a hot thing in your, you know, lower quarters or something. What it means is basically allowing other people to see something, either your face, your logo, your book, your radio, TV show, whatever you've got. In other words, they become accustomed to your face, as the song goes. Once they become accustomed to your face or to your logo or to your book or to your show or to your whatever, you have a brand. Dear Abby has a brand, right? Now her face keeps changing. Dear Abby now is not the same Dear Abby used to be, what, 50 years ago. But Dear Abby is a brand. It keeps going on. Dear Helen is a brand. This is Helen. Ron Owens used to be Helen. Okay, now, not as well-known a brand as Dear Abby, but nonetheless, that was his brand. Logical Soul is a brand. It has a logo, and it's, you know, that's my brand. I have a radio show called Logical Soul Talk, which I'm developing a brand. I also have a book called The Logical Soul, and the technique I develop is called Logical Soul. It's a registered trademark. So trademarking is a way of branding your intellectual property in such a way that people recognize who you are. All my business cards, my books, my radio show, my YouTube channel, all of these things have this cute little face of me going like this, which is a dumb picture of me, but because it's smiling, somebody said, hey, that looks really good. I like it. So I use this stupid picture on everything. Do I like the picture? I'm getting tired of it. But the point is that it's a recognizable picture that everybody looks at and says, oh, that's this guy. I have a friend, Devon Brown. He's a marketing genius. He does a lot of video podcasting. Anybody know what that is, where you have a blog and you just put up videos because you don't like to write? That's Devon. So he puts up a lot of videos, and all these videos have Devon. And by the way, all he does is wear a t-shirt. Usually it's a dirty t-shirt, and his hat is backwards, and he's there, and he's talking like this, and he's doing the gangsta number, and he's doing all this kind of stuff, and it fits him. He's got the type of personality where he's really outgoing, he's really entertaining, and people love to watch him. And so I've seen people walk in the room and says, I know you. You're that guy. You're that guy on the internet. Because Devon has developed a brand, the Success Renegade, he calls himself. And he's got this brand, which is his face and his videos. They're all over the place. And so he's instantly recognizable. You know, Paula Deen is a brand. You know, like it or not, she's out there. Let's see, who else? Donald Trump is a brand. Some people, just their personality is a brand. Cher is a brand. You know, everybody has a recognizable brand. Now, there are certain companies. You know, you got Cheerios, you got IBM, you've got Kentucky Fried Chicken, you've got all of these different brands that basically put a lot of money into brand advertising, where they're focusing on that symbol or that idea. And the symbol, for example, Kentucky Fried Chicken, they're selling food. They're selling fast food, chicken, basically. And so they're letting you know that this brand, whenever you see that, it's like Pavlov's symbol, it goes off. It's like suddenly you see the KFC sign, suddenly you start getting hungry because that red, white KFC symbol stares you in the face, or the golden arches, right? And then you start, you know, tasting, you start salivating to the food because you see the symbol. Pavlov knew how to make that happen real well. The difference is they're using symbols, brand symbols, instead of bells, right? But the effect is the same. So ideally, when they see your face or they see your website or they see your book or whatever they see, they get instant recognition. Now, obviously, it's not going to happen with you the same as it does with some of these national brands or international brands. But the point is, to your ideal market, you're a brand. You don't care that everybody knows about you. But you do care that your ideal clients know about you.